Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Jeff Rentz, thank you for broadcasting USA Prepares on RentzRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. And, you, of course, you can listen to us on GCNLive.com, archives, and archives on Rents Radio, GCN Live, and the Ron Gibson channel, Odyssey and BitChute. Ron Gibson, thank you, Ron. And Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, which covers North America, Central America, Europe, and parts of North Africa. Galaxy 19, Todd Waite, thank you for providing that signal. And if you'd like to listen to us on the telephone listen line, provided by Global Star Radio Network, 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815, between the hours of 9 a.m. Central through 11 a.m. Central, Monday through Friday. You know, And we're looking for Gwyneth Isaacs, and she has not called in yet. So, it's the middle of the night there in Australia. And the minute she calls in, we will put her on. So it looks like it's just me right now. And I thought I'd tell you some things that, you know, five-minute university type lessons. And also something that has popped up in the news. Exclusive, dailymail.co.uk. I'm going to read this. Just might make your blood boil. This is an exclusive. Quote, USDA and China CCP lab are creating deadly bird flu viruses as part of $1 million collaboration, and you are paying for it. End quote. Let me read that again, just in case. Quote, USDA and China CCP lab are creating deadly bird flu viruses as part of a $1 million collaboration, and you are paying for it, end quote. You might remember, about 4 years ago at USA Prepares, we put the pieces together, pieces that we were able to discern from public articles in the public domain. And we were able to, with those pieces, say that it was entirely likely that China did it, the United States did it, or both did it, and it was either an accident or deliberate release of a weapon, a biological weapon. We're talking about COVID-19. And of course, that all turned out to be true, right? I mean, that's all public information in the public domain. Let me read some more of this. Quote, a letter states the research could threaten national security and public health. It involves infecting ducks with different viruses to make them more infectious. Lawmakers are demanding answers after it was revealed that the U.S. is sending taxpayer dollars to a Chinese army lab to make bird flu viruses more dangerous to people. 18 members of Congress are demanding answers from the Department of Agriculture, USDA, about the project, which was first revealed by DailyMail.com. It's part of a $1 million collaboration between the USDA and the CCP-run Chinese Academy of Sciences, the institution that oversees the Wuhan lab at the center of the COVID lab leak theory. In a scathing letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack last week, the bipartisan group said this research funded by American taxpayers could potentially generate dangerous new lab-created virus strains that threaten our national security and public health. The research comes as fears about bird flu rise. A farm worker in Texas caught the H5N1 strain that is racing through cattle across the U.S. earlier this month, becoming only the second ever American to be diagnosed, and experts are bracing for more cases. In February, it was revealed that the United States government was funneling $1 million to China to see if scientists could make highly pathogenic avian influenza more contagious to mammals using gain-of-function research. Government records show the collaboration began in April 2021 and is scheduled to be funded through March 2026. The USDA previously told this website the project was applied for in 2019 and approved in 2020. The research involves infecting ducks and geese with different strains of viruses to make them more infectious, studying the virus's potential to jump into mammalian hosts, according to the research documents obtained by the watchdog group White Coast Waste Project, and is shared exclusively with this website. It's being funded through the USDA, and main collaborators on the project are USDA Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory, the Chinese Academy of Sciences, and the University of Edinburgh's Roslin Institute, a Wuhan lab partner. And it has been ongoing despite the research being restricted in 2022 and growing concerns that dubious Chinese studies may have started the COVID pandemic. Just yesterday, President Joe Biden, Biden's administration, announced it will work with 50 countries to identify and respond to infectious diseases with the goal of preventing a pandemic that the U.S.'s own research could actually spark. Last week's letter was spearheaded by Representative Nick Langworthy, a Republican from New York who serves on the House Agricultural Committee. It states, "We are disturbed by the recent reports about the U.S. Department of Agriculture's USDA collaboration with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP-linked Chinese Academy of Sciences, CAS, and bird flu research." The CAS, that's Chinese Academy of Sciences, is the parent organization of WIV, that's Wuhan Institute of Virology, and has previously been prohibited from receiving U.S. government money for blatantly violating grant and biosafety policies, refusing to share lab notebooks and other data, and otherwise obstructing investigations into the likely role of the lab's risky coronavirus gain-of-function research in the origin of COVID-19. The letter continues, recognizing problematic behavior of CAS. Our House and Senate colleagues have called for sanctions against CAS and its affiliates for taxpayer funding to be cut for all research involving CAS. The signatories requested written answers to questions inquiring about the potential of the research to increase transmissibility of bird flu viruses, details about specific experiments being performed, the biosafety levels of the experiments, and what oversight the USDA is providing over CAS, and if the FBI performed a safety risk assessment on the collaboration, and if so, what those results were. Bird flu is of particular concern right now because a farmer in Texas recently contracted the H5N1 strain of the virus. The patient caught the bird flu from an infected cow, which was the first time the strain had been found in cattle. They are only the second person to contract the H5N1 after someone in Colorado caught the virus in 2022. While there's no sign of a person-to-person contact spread, the development that would signal the start of a human epidemic, experts say, ease with the strain jumping between species that raise the risk of it evolving to infect people more easily. The article continues. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report a low public health risk. The virus, however, is widespread in wild birds, with sporadic infections in poultry and mammals. Experts have previously told DailyMail.com H5N1 has the potential to spark a new pandemic. Dr. Alan Gyatt, an infectious disease expert at Mount Sinai in New York, warned it is absolutely true that H5N1 has the potential to cause a pandemic. People who work with these animals do need to be careful. The more that a virus is spread, the more likely that it could become a strain that could mutate and start a spread from human to human. The H5N1 spreading across the world emerged in 2020 after a bird was infected with both a bird flu from domestic poultry and a virus from wild birds. During the infection, the two viruses met in the same cell, swapped genes, and in a process scientifically termed reassortment to create a new virus that now had multiple attributes that made it better at infecting bird cells. It quickly spread globally, and with the first case identified in Europe before infections were also detected in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. The article goes on. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I'm reading verbatim an article on Daily Mail. And it's about creating more virulent viruses. And according to this article, this is me paraphrasing now. According to this article, the United States government's involved, USDA, and there are other players, including the Communist Chinese Party. So this really cements the information that you all have been learning about, the bioweapon, and making it more virulent. Continuing this article, quote, this month's letter is not the first written to the USDA from lawmakers. Following February's investigation, Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa wrote a letter to Secretary Vilsack, seeking more information about the department's ongoing funding of the research. The letter read, I was troubled to learn from a nonprofit group, White Coast Waste Project, that the USDA is supporting experiments involving highly pathogenic avian influenza virus that poses a risk to both animals and humans. Senator Ernst said in a statement to DailyMail.com at the time, the health and safety of Americans is too important to just wing it. And the Biden's USDA should have had more apprehension before sending any taxpayer dollars to collaborate with China on risky avian flu virus. They should know by now to suspect foul play when it comes to researchers who have ties to the dangerous Wuhan lab. And simply switching from bats to birds causes concern that they are creating more pathogens of a pandemic potential. Here's my warning. The Biden administration should be walking on eggshells until they cut off every cent going to our adversaries. We cannot allow what happened in Wuhan to happen again. The specific viruses, the research said, will study H5NX, H7N9, and H9N2, WCW reported. And the article goes on. We'll finish the quote there, but then the article goes on. You can read it yourself, dailymail.co.uk. Class, this is absolutely terrifying. Our government, according to this article, is complicit in the creation of more transmissible viruses, deadly viruses. People are dying. And yet, has the mainstream media covered any of this? I'm just asking. And you know, there's still people who don't believe, who still don't believe that COVID-19 was man-made. I know Dr. Len Horowitz. I met him a couple decades ago. And he and Mrs. Finelli and I were talking, and tears came to my eyes, just the three of us. We were talking about AIDS and Ebola and HIV. And he told me and Mrs. Finelli, in no uncertain terms, that it was man-made. And that there are two strains. Government contract was let in order to develop a precisely delivered pathogen that would have no cure. And there were two competitors. One of them was Dr. Robert Gallo, experimenting with monkeys. The other was experimenting with birds. Birds. Can you imagine? And the monkeys won. Green monkeys from Litton Bionetics, as I was told. And the plan was to get a disease infected in monkeys that would be transmissible to humans. And that's what they did. And it was reported that this HIV, AIDS, appeared in three places in the world simultaneously. And it did. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA News Update. Texas Republican Ted Cruz is pressing the case for an impeachment trial to happen in the U.S. Senate to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Cruz and many Republicans blame Mayorkas and the Biden administration for allowing an invasion at the U.S. southern border.
In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion.
Republicans contend Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue this is just a policy difference that is being blown out of proportion. NASA confirming that a metal object that crashed through a Florida home last month was indeed a chunk of space junk from the International Space Station. The space agency said it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
DC,
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Plus, Gwyneth Isaacs has still not appeared in the front of the classroom, so looks like it's me, unless you'd like to call in. And if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. That offer extends, obviously, to instructors as well as students, 866-582-9933. Yeah, it's not often that USA Prepares can tell you some good news. Well, here's some good news. And Dane Wigington, senior USA Prepares instructor, whose website is geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org, sent me this. Quote, that's great news. It really is. Quote, governor signs climate engineering ban legislation into law. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has now signed legislation into law that bans any form of climate engineering operations over the state of Tennessee. Courageous Tennessee lawmakers in the Senate and the House had previously passed legislation which put it on the governor's desk. It has now been signed into law. Though other states have tried, Tennessee has succeeded to do their solid, straightforward, and simple bill. Now other states can follow suit by using the Tennessee legislation as a template for their own. The following is an excerpt from the legislation that is now law. And here's the excerpt. Prohibits the intentional injection, release, or dispersion by any means of chemicals, chemical compounds, substances, or apparatus within the borders of this state into the atmosphere with the express purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or intensity of the sunlight. We need every state in America to follow what Tennessee has now successfully accomplished. End quote. Now, where can you find that? Well, Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.org, sent that to me, and I'm pretty sure you can find it at his website, geoengineeringwatch.org. I want to read that one more time. And it's pretty complete. It's pretty comprehensive. And there's not much wiggle room for those who are intentionally destroying our planet by means of chemical spraying in our skies. Okay, here's what it says. Quote, prohibits the intentional injection, release, or dispersion by any means of chemical compounds, substances, or apparatus within the borders of the state into the atmosphere with the express purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or intensity of the sunlight, end quote. That's a really good start. It really is. Now, of course, that is not going to affect jet plane transportation. You know, people flying in airplanes, because they'll say, well, you know, the unburned fuel, the hydrocarbons, the exhaust, the carbon dioxide, the carbon monoxide, and all the rest of the pollution, well, that's really not intentionally releasing or dispersing for the purpose of affecting temperature, weather, or intensity of sunlight. Now, it happens to do all those things, but that's not the intent. And I think they're going to, so I think they protected the airline industry and those who like to fly. And they probably exempted rockets being launched as well, because they would say, well, yeah, but we're not launching these rockets to affect the weather, the intensity of the sunlight, or temperature, although rocket launches do all those things. So that's a good start, and we applaud those in Tennessee for their perseverance, their diligence, their stick-to-itiveness, and their courage to do that. That's one out of 49. Oh, I'm sorry, one out of 50. We need 49 more to do exactly that. In the top of the hour, I'm sorry, bottom of the hour news, you probably heard that NASA confirmed that, yeah, it was space debris that crashed through the roof of a Florida family home. And so what was it? Well, we talked about this. Well, here's some more information. This is from Time. You know, like Time Magazine, Time.com. I'm reading these articles to keep me out of trouble. Okay, I'm using their words. Not my words, their words. All information in the public domain. By the way, class, the media is being scrutinized for what we say. Quote, the risk of being injured by falling space debris is supposedly under 1 in 100 billion, according to the European Space Agency. But for one family in Naples, it came very close after a piece of junk from the International Space Station, ISS, tore through their roof last month. It was shaking. I was shaking. I was in complete disbelief. What are the chances of something landing on my house with such force to cause so much damage? The resident in the home told Southwest Florida News Channel. I'm super grateful nobody got hurt. And they have a picture of this. It goes on to say, NASA confirmed on Monday that after analyzing the space debris in cooperation with the family, that was initially a mystery object, was actually a chunk of metal alloy that was expected to have disintegrated as it entered the Earth's atmosphere on March 8th. NASA said the cylindrical object, which was 4 inches tall, 1.6 inches wide, and weighed 1.6 pounds, was part of a cargo pallet of aging nickel hydride batteries that the International Space Station released back in 2021. The total mass of the released hardware was about 2.6 tons, according to NASA. Specialists use engineering models to estimate how the objects will heat up and break up during atmospheric reentry. After the unintended survival, what NASA said was a stanchion of the pallet, ISS will now perform an investigation to update its modeling and analysis. Low Earth orbit space debris has been a problem since the first satellite launch in 1957. Since then, at least 36,500 objects greater than 10 centimeters have been recorded. 1 million between 1 and 10 centimeters, and 130 million under 1 centimeter. And while the risk of these crashing down and injuring people on Earth remains low, collisions in orbit, threatening satellites and other space technology are increasing as the amount of debris continues to pile up. And so now we're going to my words. We reported this recently, and we reported that there is a syndrome which says that the more satellites we put up in space, the more potential there is for collisions. The more potential there is for collisions, the greater the risk for the domino effect, meaning a chain reaction of collisions. So that would be one satellite crashes into another, and then there are fragments, and those fragments fly around at thousands of miles per hour, crash into other satellites, and tear them up, and then they form a debris field. And then those pieces of debris form, they're like projectiles, like shotgun blasts that tear up other satellites, and pretty soon, pretty much everything has been torn up. And then the debris field is just a swirling field of projectiles. And nothing can then survive until they all fall down or burn up, which could take a long time. I'm not talking about 20 minutes. I'm talking about decades, possibly longer. So here we have a really tiny thing. Now, this has got a lot of mass. So mass is, how much does it weigh per volume? That's what mass is. Okay. So, for example, a bag of potato chips doesn't have anywhere near the mass of a Duracell battery. Okay. Something that you might put in a flashlight. So you go, boy, that's a pretty small battery. It's pretty heavy. Or you look at a lead acid battery. That's got a lot of mass, too. You go, gosh, this weighs like 60 pounds. It's just the size of two bags of potato chips, which might weigh a pound and a half, maybe a pound and a half. So this little thing, which was 4 inches tall, That's about the height of a coffee cup. And 1.6 inches wide, which is about the width of an empty toilet paper tube, weighed 1.6 pounds. This stuff is out in space. You know, this weighs more than a 50 caliber sniper rifle bullet weighs. It's got a lot of mass. So the total release was 2.6 tons. So where's the rest of it? Obviously, some of it burned up in space, right? That's what we would think. But where's the rest of it? Now, there's a 1 in 4 chance that this space debris will land on soil. And a 3 in 4 chance that it'll land in the ocean. And the reason for that is 3/4 of the world is covered with water, oceans. So it's just a simple mathematic model that most of the space debris will fall in the water. But that doesn't mean it's not dangerous. I mean, there are ships out there. But, yeah, what about all the other life that's out there, like the sea life that's disappearing? None of this is necessary. These are my words. I submit to you that nothing that we put in space is necessary, not one thing. Some people might say, yeah, but we really like having, you know, movies downloads in 2 minutes. I mean, that's really important. Right? To me, that's not important at all. And some people might say, well, we need GPS. Well, what did we do before we had GPS? These are my words. What did we do? I think we used maps. Some people, believe it or not, some people even know how to read maps. Now, to be in my class in 1993, it's a pretty long time ago, right? Over 30 years. To be in my class, a student had to be able to give directions from a restaurant to the school. It involved like 3 turns, and hardly anybody could do it. High school students.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
It's me so far today, class. And I was thinking this morning about chemtrails. And this is patently obvious, but it just occurred to me. And maybe it's something that you've seen, but maybe you might say, I think he's right. Here's what I've noticed. You know, when they have these heavy, heavy chemtrail sprays, and you look at the sky and you see 20, 30, 40 or more trails, and then a day or two later, massive, massive change in weather. This is things that we've observed ourselves, and of course, the alternative media has posted this in the public domain. But these are observations. I noticed just recently, within the last 2 days, there was a light, light spray, just a couple chemtrails. I thought, okay, so they started. We're going to have, and I'm saying this to myself, we're going to have some change in weather. And of course we did. Got really windy here in Missouri. But we had a little bit of rain. A little bit. Now the point I'm trying to make is, I have noticed that light chemtrail spraying coincides with light rain. Light changes in breeze, wind. Heavy chemtrail spraying coincides with heavy rain, sleet, maybe, hail, maybe, freezing rain, maybe, depending on the outside temperature. But the more the spraying, the more the result of the spraying. Is that just me? Is that just something I figured out and I'm wrong? Or do you think that could be right? What do you think? So as you travel through life, you know, look up, look down, look left, look right. And when you see the chemtrails, note, make a mental note or write it down. The date, the time, whether it was a lot of chemtrails or a few chemtrails. And then next day or two, sometimes three, look at what happened to the weather. And then repeat that over and over again. And jot down or make note of the results after the spraying. If it's heavy spraying, is there a dramatic result? in weather change, climate change, weather manipulation? Or is there no correlation whatsoever? I think you ought to know for yourself. Now, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. Don't believe anything that you hear on USA Prepares. Don't believe a single thing we say. Do your own research and make up your own mind. Getting back to the to NASA, it's been reported that there are about 10,000 satellites in space right now. 10,000. That's four times more than there were in 2019. And it's been reported that Elon Musk wants to put another 40,000. Another 40,000. So you take the original, currently 10,000 satellites in space, add 40,000 more to that, and that'd be 50,000. Now, what would the likelihood of satellites crashing into each other be when there's five times more satellites up there than there are now? Do you think the chances of collisions would be greater? I'm just thinking about cars on the highway. You know, going along 55, 60, 65, 70 miles an hour. Their speed limits are 70 in the United States. And when you have more vehicles on the road, do you have more accidents or do you have fewer accidents? Just asking. I think you have more. At least that's my observation. Just my observation. So with more satellites in space, it seems entirely likely that we'll have more collisions. And once this chain reaction goes off, low Earth orbit space, not my words, this is published in the public domain. Once this happens, this chain reaction, space will be uninhabitable for quite some time, a long time. Nobody's going up there. No international space stations, no communication satellites, no spy satellites, no GPS, none of that. It'll all come to a screeching halt. All because of what? The sum of all personal greed, all individual greed, combined with the sum of all individual stupidity. We keep saying that. And if you'd like to tell me I'm wrong, send me an email. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. Instructor@USAPrepares.com. Tell me I'm wrong. Or if you think I'm right, tell me I'm right. The hour. Gwyneth has called in. We've got Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia showing up in just a couple minutes, right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And I want to tell you one quick story before Gwyneth teaches her class.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.